Holla. What is up, champion? We got a lot to get into on today's show, so let's dive right in. June 6, 2018. It's going to be an amazing show. Millions listening in from around the world. Welcome to everyone in over 100 countries listening to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hey, let's talk about the best way to make money. I met a guy. I'm doing vacation Bible school this week at the church every night, and I joke with my kids. I'm like, yeah, I'm running the tech team. They're like, no, you're not, Dad. I'm like, well, okay, I'm doing the slides. Anyway, but let's not get caught up in the minutia. And so there's a guy I met, and I found him to have one of the most interesting jobs ever. And this is what he does. In a nutshell, professional athletes pay him to tell them that they're making a stupid decision, to tell the athlete that that's dumb. For example, he doesn't manage money. Like, they don't give him money to manage. He's like an advisor, a financial advisor that doesn't have control over the money. Example, a pro athlete gives him a call, says, hey, I want to buy a Lamborghini today. He says, that's stupid. Don't do it. Okay, thanks a lot. How's the kids? Good. See you later. Sends him a bill. That's it. Is there a better way to make money? I don't know. That's a pretty darn good way. I'm sure there's better ways, but boy, I haven't found too many more than that. And I'm looking at them because I'm loving it. Like, I eat that stuff up. You know, that is interesting to me. I find those businesses interesting. But in actuality, I do the same thing. And other coaches and consultants and people like that that I know in the online world do the exact same thing. Clients pay me to not make stupid decisions. Hey, Sam, I want to go and build out this big website. I'm going to have an About Me page, a testimonial page, this page, that page, a membership. I'm going to do all these audios and videos and have it on my – that's stupid. Okay, well, great. That's what you do. You save clients time, and by saving clients time, you save them a ton of aggravation. You save them a lot of money in development. That's one example, just the one I gave you right there. But in seriousness, think about this, okay? If you were starting, trying to build your own online business and an online movement, and you weren't talking to anybody, you weren't getting any wise counsel, you would go buy every shiny object, every piece of software. You'd go buy ClickFunnels, Entreport, Infusionsoft, all these different experiences that they're all great. Kajabi, all of them are great. I'm not saying a bad thing about them, but you got to pick one, and you got to know why you're choosing that one. And then everybody wants to go sell something on the internet because that's the rage. You know, I'm going to do this. Well, that's great. But how about building a following first and then selling that product second? If you don't know what your audience wants, or if you don't even know who your audience is, that's even, to take a step back even further, how do you even know what to sell them? Wouldn't it make more sense to go figure out launching a podcast, for example? That's why I have every single one of my clients starting a podcast, because it is the most non-threatening way to get a message out there. Non-threatening to you, because there's nobody looking at you while you're recording. There's no audience that's staring at you. You can edit it, you can stop it, start it, whatever you want to do. And then you put it out on a platform such as the one that you're probably listening to, iTunes, for example. And people absorb it. They listen. They become a fan or they don't. You don't know if they do or they don't. Like, you don't know if somebody's listening to the show, they don't like it. You're not seeing them, you know, while they're listening. And when they subscribe, you don't really know they subscribe, but you'll know when they downloaded the show. And that's kind of how you capture. That's why I make all my coaching clients start a podcast. Because even if it's not a podcast about what they're doing. For example, people in network marketing come to me like, hey, I want to start a podcast. I said, hey, if you're starting a podcast because you want to recruit people right away, that's the wrong way. Don't even do it. If you're starting a podcast to share with people how you love to travel, how you love to make different blends of coffee, how you love to go build an exotic garden, anything interesting like that, what your real passion is, that's great. Why? Because it's interesting. People love interesting. And then they're going to ask you eventually, hey, how do you have all this time to do this? Like, how are you able to plant a garden, blend coffee, and, you know, go on trips and vacations? I want to know how. I've got this little business that affords me the freedom and the lifestyle to be able to do these things I talk about on my podcast. Does that make sense? So that's why, you know, whenever you start with your passion and you do it just from a standpoint of, I love doing this, I love it, love it, love it, then the money always follows. Money's never a problem. Like, I don't sit around thinking, oh, money, money, money. How do I get more money? I think about, how do I create more content? How can I reach more people? Like, how can I reach more people? And for me, it's Facebook, Instagram, and this podcast. I keep it real simple. And that's what I teach people. You got to keep it super simple. And people will pay you for your advice, for your wisdom, just like this guy. Hey, I want to go buy a third vacation home, a professional athlete will go to. I want to buy a third vacation home. This one, how about in Venice, Italy? Ah, that's dumb. Okay, here's my bill for telling you it's dumb. It's called a stupid tax in some areas. Why? Because if you go do something stupid, it doesn't work out, you knew not to do it, you're going to end up paying handsomely for that. And that's a tax you pay for not getting advice and wise counsel ahead of time. My failed Quiznos franchise 13 years ago, that was a big tax to pay. That was a $300,000 stupid tax that came with a 7-year bankruptcy on my credit report. Still made it. I mean, I still made it through that. You can go through any storm. The storm isn't the problem. There's ways to go through storms, and it's quite simple to make it through a storm as well. I mean, if it was not possible to recover from a bankruptcy, a divorce, or a failed business, or getting fired, then nobody would ever be able to do it. And we know that's not true. We know there's stories of underdogs overcoming even worse adversity than, look, guys, what I just described on the grand scale of adversity, now that I look back on it, is freaking nothing. I mean, getting fired, I've never been fired, but I know people have been fired. They bounce back. They get a better job with a better boss. They figured out that they were really in a bad spot to begin with, and it was a blessing. It's always a blessing. Going through a bankruptcy, divorce, look, it sucks at the time. I get it. But when you grow past that and you grow into a different person and you grow above those issues, you look back and think, you know, I wish it wouldn't have happened. I'm not saying I wanted it, but I'm happy it happened because I wouldn't be where I am today and I wouldn't have the knowledge and the wisdom I have today if I didn't have to go through that. So there's a stupid tax. There's a tax for procrastination. There definitely is a procrastination tax, meaning the longer you wait to launch your dream, the more money you're going to pay and the more money you're going to miss out on simply because you never got started. And all you're doing is you're pushing the pain down the road, because a lot of people don't get started because of the pain they associate with building the home, building the dream, building this, building that, building a business. They associate a lot of pain with that. I got to do this. And they never associate any of the reward, the pleasure with it. They always associate the pain. Pain and procrastination, that's what everybody puts together. Like, those two always go hand in hand. They never put the reward with it, though. It's like they never look at the reward that's involved when you actually go with your dream. And that's what happens, but it doesn't happen tomorrow, so nobody really does it because, oh, my God, I can't make the money or do launch a business and be a speaker tomorrow. Well, yeah, nobody does. I mean, nobody does. No, even the person that opens up the new restaurant in town and everybody floods there and it's got a waiting list, that they're out $500,000 before they ever got started. You know that, right? I mean, they had to build the building or lease or buy the inventory or anything like that. They had to do all that. You know that, right? Like, they didn't just open up for business. 500 people are there the first night. They're out $500,000, and they might make it back. Most likely they will never make that back, and if they do make it back, it's not going to be in the first 5 years. That's just business. But you're going to pay a tax if you don't seek wise counsel. That's why I did the webinar yesterday with Sam Kaplan, the project manager, and that's what we bring to the table. You work with me one-on-one, Sam Kaplan, who's amazing at keeping you on task and building out your dream online. We just come at it from a real simple, authentic way. And that's what we encourage everybody. I shared 7 steps to building your online movement. It's an online webinar, and you can check it out on my YouTube channel. I just posted it, so that would have been June 6, 2018. Just go to my YouTube / every day is Saturday. You'll see it there. And then look at how easy it is to get moving with your own online business or offline business, but really your dream. Just look at how easy it is. People are doing this every day inside of our Every Day is Saturday community without a lot of effort. Why? Because they seek wise counsel. They look to make sure the bridge isn't out ahead. You know who doesn't make it? The ones that ready, fire, aim. They don't have any good. They're talking themselves out of all the reasons why they should move forward today. And it's always time and money. And both of those are smoke screens. You've got time. You've got money. You've got time. You got access to money. Put it that way. But you're not moving forward, and you're gonna pay the tax. You're gonna pay the procrastination tax. And maybe you've already paid it. Think about this. Calculate. Wherever you are right now, just think about. Calculate all the taxes you've paid by delaying your dream, by not making wise decisions, by not going for your dream, by listening to broke people. Think about the tax. I know for me, the tax is way over $1 million. And I'm talking right up until a few years ago, you know, doing things I knew. I'm like, oh, that's not a good. And I'll still pay a tax and maybe I won't go to a live event. Oh, here's a tax I've paid. Speaking at events and not getting paid up front. If I just collected right now, as of the date of this podcast, if I just collected the money owed, just half the amount of money that's owed to me for speaking that I never got paid for, going to speak at events, selling my program, or being promised a keynote fee and not being paid, if I just collected half that money, I wouldn't have to work the rest of the summer. That's a tax, and I'll never do it again. I will never, ever do it again. So I'm still learning, and I've been on this road a long time. Learn from the mistakes that others have made. Learn from the procrastination tax. Learn from the fear tax. Learn from the being dumb tax. And learn from the ego tax, okay? Thinking that you got it all figured out or everyone else has tried and failed, but you've got the answer. Just learn. There's a lot of great ways to make money out there, and the number one way to do it is to solve the pain of others. Listen to me, all right? The number one way to do it is to remove pain that others have in their lives. Like the guy I talked about, hey, he just doesn't even manage money. He just tells people that's a bad idea. And he saves them a ton of money by telling them that. So understand that, okay? That's the best way to make money, is to take your experiences and tell people, don't be like me. That's what I do. Building online platforms for people, putting together an amazing team that I just described that will keep you on task. My secret sauce is generating, taking just a seed of your thought, any thought that you've had in the last 10 to 20 years that is brilliant, and you've had probably 100 of them, taking one of those seeds and then planting that online to harvest for others. And I'm talking generations, for generations to come, for people to tap into your wisdom, to your teachings, to your inspiration. That's what I bring. That's the only thing I specialize in, and that saves people millions of dollars and thousands of hours of aggravation. What do you do? What's the pain that you remove from the marketplace? And go put that together. And if you want me to help you put it together, send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Put coaching in the subject line. Tell me a bit about yourself. Let's see if we can work together. Let's see what you got. But waiting another day, that ain't cool, man. That ain't cool. I just talked to you about a guy who does the greatest business I've ever heard of, and that's just saying no to dumb decisions, and people pay him for it. So you can certainly come up with something along those lines. All right. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.